No, it.
And I apologize. I'm not sure where the 1200 came from because the Junger's probably an address, so I didn't submit that.
Yeah, the Junger's probably maybe that 1200. No, you had used my address then. That's what upset me.
I did that.
Yeah.
Somebody.
No, it's going to be Junger's. It's going to be out on the highway.
We'll get that correct.
Right. I don't think it would affect me, and right I wouldn't necessarily be of his.
Okay. Thank you.
Yep.
By a show of hands, do we have other individuals in the crowd that are going to speak for or against this application? For or against? None? Okay. Based on all we've heard, and are there any specific questions for the applicant, or are we ready to make a motion?
Make a motion to accept the application as presented.
To accept the application as presented is the...
Provided that we get the address right and don't put it on...
I've got two notes. I got notes.
I'll second.
Okay, well, George, we got a motion and a second. Any further discussion? All those in favor, raise your hand and say aye. Motion. Opposed? Did you say aye?
I did.
Okay. Good.
That's supposed to improve service in one way.
Both of them?
I don't know.
All right, another one down. So, last one.
Our last telecommunications facility tower is the same 195-foot tall self-support telecom tower. Associated equipment within a 70 by 80 foot lease fence compound to be located at 596 State Highway O. Per the assessor's information, subject property is 1.4 acres in size with no structures on the property. This project received a total score of 6 on the Eastern Taney County Division 3 Relative Policy Score Sheet. Same decision of record items would apply. The sketch drawing provided by the applicant is here.
Let's try this one a little different. Is there anyone in the audience for this application for or against? Got one? Why don't we go ahead and start with you, ma'am, if you're okay with that?
My name is Cheryl Altus, and gentlemen, thank you for allowing us to address you this evening. My husband David and I own Taney Como Terrace, Inc. We are developers. We own the subdivision and develop the subdivision Cedar Shores Ranch Estates. This tower is at our entrance. It is still owned by our corporation and not part of the subdivision at this moment. We have talked to various people that live in our development. There's 40-plus residences there at the current time. Not one person that we visited with had any negative comments regarding the tower. We had our annual homeowners meeting September the 28th. We addressed this at the Homeowners Association meeting. There was not one negative comment regarding the tower. We're in an area that we do not receive good cell reception in part of the subdivision. As most of Taney County, you're not totally flat. You have ups and downs, valleys, you know, hills. People that live in the valleys do not have cell phone service. They have to go outside or maybe go to the top of a hill to be able to send pictures or to talk on their cell phone. I'm not aware of health issues. Whenever we talked with Joshua regarding this, one of the reasons our area was picked was that we do have fiber optics there. And we understood that it's not a microwave tower, and so, you know, it was better that we had the fiber optics. And we have no one that we visited with that has any comments negative. And so on behalf of Taney Como Terrace, Inc., and on behalf of the Cedar Shores Ranch Estates Property Owners Association, we do not have any negative feelings. We only have positive feelings.
All right. Thank you for coming out.
Does anyone have any questions?
No, ma'am. Thank you.
Thank you.
And again, same tower, same...
Same tower. Again, this whole area, as mentioned by Ms. Altus, is a really big hole in coverage. So this site will provide service down towards Mildred, out towards Hilda, as well as the Kissy Mills area and up towards Dickens.
Any more information needed? Any discussion or anyone up to making a motion?
I'll make a motion that we accept it.
Have a motion to accept. Got a motion and a second. Any further discussion? All those in favor of this application, raise your hand and say aye.
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 Opposed? Motion carries unanimously. All right. Okay. Thank you. 3 out of 4.
What?
All right, next on the agenda, we've got 13966 U.S. Highway 160, Tanco Lumber.
Okay, shifting gears here. SMJ Real Estate Holdings LLC seeking Planning Commission approval of a Division 3 permit to allow Tanco Lumber LLC to relocate to two parcels at 13966 U.S. Highway 160 Forsyth. Per the assessor's information, both parcels are 1.9 acres in size together for a total 1.9 acres. The north parcel is subject to a driveway easement for ingress-egress along the north 30 feet of the subject property. The properties to the west and south are single-family residents. Property to the north is Shepherd of the Lakes Lutheran Church. Property will be served by a private well for water and an on-site septic system for wastewater. This project received a total score of 13 on the Eastern Taney County Division 3 Relative Policy Score Sheet. Your decision of record recommendations for 2019-15-53 are as following. 1, compliance with the provisions of Taney County Development Guidance Code. 2, compliance letters from Central Taney County Fire Protection District and all other entities which have a requirements governing a development of this nature shall be provided to the Planning Department office. 3, a buffer shall be required along the common property line with existing residential land use. 4, this decision is subject to all existing easements. 5, Division 2 permits will be required for applicable structures in the development. And this should be 6, that is the recording of the decision of record within 120 days. This is where State Highway 176, Cedar Point Hill, west side of Forsyth. Our two parcels are here. We're zoomed out just a little bit. Zooming in. This was the old Bob's Easy Stop, which they turned into the
inn. That's the old Hall Trading Post.
Okay. The older, huh? And here's the site plan they submitted. Okay.
Good evening.
Good evening. Since we last talked, we have put up the privacy fence around the whole back of the property and on the right side, as well as the gates blocking off the residential access, as we had presented and discussed with Scott that we would need to do. We've started the construction of the warehouse storage, which we got our permit for as well, too. Any other questions? We met with MoDOT, as we last discussed, and they're doing their survey for the entrances to approve the size, the culverts, and the drainage and stuff that they want us to do on their right-of-ways.
Are you going to use the lot just to the south across Squirrel Road?
At this time, the owner is letting us just store stuff there while we're in the process of moving to that and getting the building done where all those materials will go.
Yeah, okay.
Do we have anybody in the audience for or against this application? Did you sign up, sir?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Come on up.
My name is Bob Clay.
And I understand I don't talk loud enough, so if I talk too loud, holler at me. I've got hearing aids. I was disappointed, just like this person that came in a while ago. I got this in the mail after it's built. Now, that don't make sense.
After what was built?
The lumber yard. I've got this in the mail after it was built. Not for the, hearing here, it says regarding a request for the building. And I got this in the mail 2 weeks ago.
So I might be able to explain that. Part of this project was the existing Bob's Easy Stop, so they're bringing retail. They could have done Tanco Lumber only at that Bob's Easy Stop store. But the neighboring parcel had never been developed, so thus they needed approval for that. They asked about getting a building permit for their building. I said, well, yeah, but you're taking a risk that you would not get approved. Then you're just going to have this nice building on your parcel. They have the ability to build a building. If they were not approved for the lumber yard, then they just have them a nice building sitting on that parcel.
Well, I was upset with this. That was one thing. Look, my house is the street.
This is Squirrel.
Okay, well, I'm on Squirrel. This is the lumberyard, right?
No. Right here, these two.
There and on up.
All right. My house is
on down,
right,
Bobby.
In the middle of the street, where I'm on Squirrel, my property is. It's out into the road, Squirrel Road, going down the street. There's only two families now that's using the road. It's me and one other. Sometimes the house next door has to have an ambulance at their back door because it have an elevator in the front. They can't get the stretchers in there. Other than that, I've had the ambulance five times in 5 years. My wife had it four times last year. And that's our big problem. That stays blocked a lot. Because they bought the other lot across the road where the house was.
It's just a constant waiting.
And if somebody has to have an ambulance, fire department, or whatever, they're not going to really get in.
The way I understand it, Bobby, as soon as they get the building built, they're just got permission to use that lot. Is that what you just said, Johnny?
Right now we do. We don't own the lot yet, but we have worked out where he is trying to sell us the lot, but we do not own the lot.
Another thing, on the second lot there where the house was, there's a water main. Just been put in a year or two ago. It goes all the way down the road, down toward Rockaway. And it's covered now with lumber and everything. If it crashes there, there's not going to be any water for us on both sides of the road, all the way down. And I understand the boy told me the other day, he was going to put a building there to build
trusses,
which is all right. That don't bother us a bit. Just having access.
You just want your road open.
I put over $3,000 in that road. It's a public road. State won't do anything about it. County won't do anything. It's just me. I put a ditch in, a cover, and everything. Put that, and it's just a mud hole now. You come out off the road. And I understand you have to do that because there's a lot of rain. It's been sort of rough on them getting them in and out. I understand that. I would like to see access to that road for the ambulance or fire department or whatever else. I did have a fire department one night when they had a gas leak in the house. And this wasn't lately. But there was cars and trucks lined up all the way around where they have the lumber yard now. It was all out in the field because they're trying to get that gas shut off. And if something like that happened, you want to have access. That's all I'm asking for. Just keep that access open.
Sir, this commission has no jurisdiction over that road.
I know you don't.
Okay. What I'm trying to say, I'm not trying to... I understand your concerns, but this is something we have no jurisdiction over, and this is it would be a civil matter, and it would be between you and your neighbor.
Who's my neighbor?
Whoever owns the property on your surrounding area.
I don't know.
Well,